This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Amid rising tensions surrounding cultural expression, U.S. officials, including members of Congress, have voiced concerns over allegations that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, is applying pressure on South Korean venues to prevent Shenyun Performing Arts from performing in the nation.
中共干扰神韵韩国演出，美国务院关注。美国国务院和部分国会议员对北京政权向韩国剧院施压，阻止纽约神韵艺术团在韩国演出一事表示关注。
According to the Epoch Times, a Chinese communist official has gone on record as saying that the regime is actively trying to block the U.S. company from performing in South Korea.
据大纪元媒体集团报道，一名中共官员公开承认，中共政权正极力干扰神韵艺术团在韩国的演出。
Jiang Jiafan, public relations officer at the Chinese embassy in Seoul, told the Epoch Times sister outlet NTD, the Chinese embassy has been informing the Korean side of the Chinese position against the Shenyun performance. Jiang added, We tell them it's not legal to let Shenyun Performing Arts apply for permission in a Korea theater to have their performances. This is our position.
中共驻首尔大使馆公关官员张家凡在接受大纪元姐妹媒体新唐人采访时说，我们告诉他们，指韩方，让神韵艺术团在韩国剧院申请到演出许可是不合法的，这就是我们的立场。
The admission is a rare acknowledgement from Chinese authorities of its coercion campaign to tilt policies in its favor and of the extent of its influence to muzzle companies, even on foreign soil.
中共当局罕见地承认了，他为使政策向自己倾斜而采取的胁迫行动，以及他对公司施加影响的程度，即使是在外国的土地上。
Based in New York, Shenyun Performing Arts' mission is to present 5,000 years of Chinese heritage through classical dance and music.In 8 companies that tour the world each year and perform at top venues such as New York's Lincoln Center, Washington's Kennedy Center's Opera House, and Paris's Palais de Congress.
总部设在纽约的神韵表演艺术团的使命是通过中国古典舞和音乐展现中国5000年的传统文化。神韵8个艺术团每年在世界各地巡回演出。演出地点包括纽约林肯中心、华盛顿肯尼迪中心歌剧院和巴黎会议宫等顶级场所。
A spokesperson for the State Department said on November 7th that Communist China's purported interference is of concern and added that the U.S. would address the issue of economic coercion by China in partnership with Japan and other allies in the Indo-Pacific region.
就中共对美国艺术团的干预行为，美国国务院发言人11月7日回应称，这是一个令人担忧的问题。美国将继续与日本和印度太平洋地区的其他国家密切合作，解决这个问题。
The PRC has a very clear track record of using economic coercion and otherwise in a wide array of countries.Said State Department spokesman and principal deputy Vandant Patel, as he alluded to China's proclivity for using economic influence to bend international will and assert its dominance by force.
国务院发言人维丹特·帕特尔表示，中华人民共和国、共产中国在许多国家都使用过经济胁迫等行为，这些都有非常明显的记录。
Shenyun was founded in 2006 by practitioners of Falun Gong, a traditional spiritual discipline that is heavily persecuted by the CCP. According to Shenyun's website, the CCP has tried to apply various kinds of pressure to undermine the company.
神韵艺术团由法轮功修炼者于2006年创立。法轮功是佛家上乘修炼功法， 遭到中共的严重迫害。据神韵网站称，中共采取各种伎俩来干扰神韵演出。
In one instance, the Chinese embassy wrote to the National Public Broadcaster Korean Broadcasting System, KBS, demanding that it not let Shen Yun perform at its Seoul base venue, the KBS Hall.
例如，中共大使馆曾致函韩国国家公共广播公司 KBS, 要求他不要让神韵在其首尔演出场所 KBS 音乐厅演出。
In a court battle in 2016, after KBS acquiesced to Beijing's demands and canceled its contract with Shen Yun, the court initially sided with the show organizers. Just 48 hours before the scheduled performance, however, it reversed the decision, citing the prospect of KBS being unable to broadcast its content in China and citing potential financial losses. The company had to refund all tickets.As a result,
2016年 KBS 默许了中共的要求，解除了与神韵的合作。神韵演出的当地主办方向法院起诉 KBS， 法院最初支持演出组织者，然而就在预定演出的48小时前，法院以 KBS 可能无法在中国播放其内容以及潜在的经济损失为由，推翻了原来的决定。神韵主办方只得退还所有的门票。
Greg Scarlicio, executive director to the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, said that the case demonstrates Beijing's ability to capitalize on investment ties to exert influence in South Korea.
关注朝鲜人权委员会执行主任格雷格·斯卡拉托乌说。中共干扰神韵演出，表明北京有能力利用投资关系对韩国施加影响。
This is a rather blunt, blatant, rude, undiplomatic, at the very least, interference with the fundamental rights and freedoms embedded in the very Korean constitution, he told NTD. Why? Because China has the leverage.
斯卡拉托乌对新唐人电视表示，这是一种相当拙劣、明目张胆、粗鲁、不懂外交的行为，至少是对韩国宪法所规定的基本权利和自由的干涉，因为中共通过经济胁迫。
China is the largest trade partner of South Korea by both import and export, Mr. Scarlicio said, and the regime has used that to its full advantage.
斯卡拉托乌说，中国是韩国最大的进出口贸易国家，中共充分利用了这一点。
Ralph Norman, a U.S. House Republican representative for South Carolina, criticized the Chinese officials' actions, stating it demonstrates a strange sense of insecurity for Chinese officials to sabotage things that remind the world of their nation's remarkable culture and heritage prior to the destructive governance of their communist regime.
南卡莱罗纳州联邦众议员拉尔夫·诺曼向大纪元表示，神韵在复兴被共产党破坏了的中国文化和传统。中共官员对神韵演出的干扰，显示出他们有一种奇怪的不安全感。他批评中共官员的行为。
House Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis from New York, who recently met with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, stressed the importance of contesting the Chinese regime's suppression of freedom of expression.
纽约州联邦众议员尼可·马里奥塔基斯在今年八月会见过韩国总统尹锡悦，他认为要反对中共压制言论自由的行为。
In an interview with NTD TV, Ms. Malliotakis said, We don't appreciate that an American dance company is not being allowed to perform there because of pressure from communist China. We have to just continue to challenge it at every turn.
在接受新唐人电视采访时，马里奥塔基斯议员说，我们不能理解为何美国艺术团因为共产中国的压力而被禁止在韩国演出？我们必须持续不断地挑战每一个转折点。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And now I'm going to bring you some music work by Canadian musicians from their recently released albums. First, I'll bring you Lucas Chisholm. And the song is called Sunrise, which is from the album titled Most True Thing, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The China Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lucas Chisholm 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Sunrise。
Stars.
接下来这首歌曲呢是来自 Sam Chu 作词并且演唱和制作的歌曲，名字叫做 Love is Alright, A Place is a Song, Written, Performed, Arranged and Edited, Produced by Sam Chu, and it's called Love is Alright.Which is from the album titled Pure Bliss. And it was released in 2019. you're listening is called 我的思念 which means my fond memory, and it was vocal by 蔡琴. And here comes the last song of today's music segment of Da Qian Show, and it's a song vocal by Su Rui, and it's called 奉献 which means dedication.She wants to thank you for listening to our show. Wish you a very happy weekend. Please tune next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《我的思念》。今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲是来自苏芮演唱的奉献，在这里呢，何西特别感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。什么奉献给你？